Today we'd like to see the title of By Faith in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verses 1 to 12. To all non-religious people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. Why did God accept Abel's offering, not Cain's offering? And what did God account for the righteousness of Abel? Question 2, in verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Who are like Enoch in the Bible, and what was Enoch's testimony to please God, and how should we do to please God? Last question 3 in verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What does it mean? And how should we respond to this verse? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, the author says, for the Lord, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make those who approach it perfect. So the author last time talked about Jesus Christ was sacrificed on the cross, was perfect, and once to cleanse away all human beings. So all the testament based upon law, the sacrifice, animal sacrifice, not perfect. They require annual sacrifice. Also, whenever you commit a sin, you also bring the animal to sacrifice to cover up your sin. So then, chapter 10, verse 36 up to 39, for you have a need of endurance, so now you have the faith in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. You need endurance, you need patience to get that faith, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So you count on the promise of God. Verse 37, for yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. So Jesus Christ, the Lord, is coming soon. Not tarry. Then verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. That is the original Habakkuk said, the righteous man lives by faith. Also disciple said, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So the righteousness is coming by faith. But if anyone draws back, or if anyone stumbles from the faith, my soul has no pleasure in him. So God's soul, God doesn't please in your turning back from the first faith. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition. So we are not those who turn back to perdition or to destruction, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. So we all Christians, so we are have a saving soul. Then verse 1, chapter 11, Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This definition, general definition of faith, not only Christians' faith, but other believers' faith. For example, 9/11 Muslim attackers of New York Twin Towers, believing having a lot of wives in the heaven. So the substance, which is the scientific term, of having wives hoped for. Also, they had the evidence, which is a legal term, of having wives not seen. So that is a bad testimony, bad report. Then verse 2, for by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report or a good testimony. Only God is good. Hear testimony about God. So, for by faith, the elders, our forefathers, believers of God, for example, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Elijah, or what you say, Paul. So, James chapter 5, verses 17, 18, Elijah's the faith, talking about that. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. So Elijah, like us, but he prayed earnestly, believing on God's word, that it would not rain. That is 1 Kings chapter 70, verse 1. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And that is 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1. Now God said, you know, allow the rain. So then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruits. So how God worked through him or her, that is a good testimony, because only God is good. Then is verse 3, by faith we believers or Christians understand that the world were framed by the word of God. So the faith of Christians or believers in the Old Testament is necessary of the word of God. So we believe God, we believe his promise, we believe his word. So here, all creatures were created by the word of God. See Genesis, the first day, light. Second day, firmament or sky. Third day, dry land. Fourth day, great light, which are sun and moon. And stars. The fifth day, sea creatures and birds. So fish and birds. Sixth day, living creatures on the earth and man. Then seventh day, God had Sabbath. That's talking about the book of Genesis chapter 1. So Romans chapter 10, verses 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So therefore, Christian faith is rooted from the word of God. So without the word of God, Christian faith cannot establish, unlike other religions' faith. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So the seen creatures were created by the word of God, which is invisible, which is invisible. So God created something from nothing. That's called as a Hebrew word, bara. So compared to Asa, Asa made something from existence. That example is wine from grapes. That is a kind of Asa. But here talking about the Bara, God created all the earth's universe from nothing. Then verse 4, By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. How comes Abel offering to God more excellent? Here, Hebrew author said, faith. Through faith, he obtained the witness that he was righteousness. Here, in the scripture, the first time Abel's offering was considered as righteousness. So God accounted Abel's faith for righteousness. God testifying over his gifts, and through faith, he being dead, although he was killed by his elder brother Cain due to jealousy, but the faith still speaks Abel's righteousness. So Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 5, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. So Cain made an offering, grain offering, to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn his flock and of their fat. So Abel made an animal sacrifice to the Lord. And the Lord respected Abel, or Lord accepted Abel's offering and his offering, but he did not respect Cain. So God rejected Cain's offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So how come God did not accept Cain's offering? So Hebrews said, based upon faith. Because Abel made offering by faith in God, but Cain offered the meal offering not based upon faith, rather than custom, his own human thought. That's why God did not accept it. So that's why we should make offering to God by faith in God. So God's provision, those things. So God's word based upon that. Here, through it, he being still speaks. So in the scripture, first it speaks, faith is accounted for righteousness through Abel. Then verse 5, by faith Enoch was taken away, or was translated, which means was cut off into the air, so that he did not see death. He was not appointed to die physically, so was not found on the earth. Because God had taken him, like whom? Like Elijah. Also, rapture of a church. Church meaning the people who are believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord Savior, not the physical building at all. Genesis chapter 5, verses 21-24. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch was 365 years, not days. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not on the earth because God took him. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, and as it is appointed for men or for people to die once, but after this, the judgment come. But Enoch missed the appointment to die. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11, Elijah also was translated. Then it happened as they continued on and talked. They means Elisha and Elijah. There suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them between Elisha and Elijah. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind or by a storm into heaven. So we see the Elijah also was translated like Enoch. Also, the New Testament, the physical alive creatures, when Jesus is coming again in the air. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Then we, the born again Christian, who are alive, physical alive, and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Talking about that. So, Enoch is a type of raptured church before the great tribulation coming. That's called pre-tribulation. Before he was taken, or before he was translated, he had this testimony, he had this report that he pleased God. So the question is, what is the testimony to please God? Enoch's preaching the judgment coming upon, so judgment, basically universal flood judgment came. Enoch delivered the message about the judgment coming to those people when Enoch was alive on the earth. That's basically talking about the Jude chapter 1, verse 14-15. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, that meaning the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied. So basically Enoch made or delivered the gospel word, prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, look, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So Enoch's prophecy, the judgment coming soon, is contributed to people to repent of their sin and accept God, the Lord. That's basically. So interesting is his son's name, first son, is Methuselah. Methuselah means judgment in his death. So here, in fact, you may calculate the time in the Bible. The universal flood judgment came at the time of Methuselah's death, the coming up. So that is basically Enoch's testimony to please God. Verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Here, faith is a necessary term, impossibility. If you don't have a faith, that's impossible to please God. So our Christian life purpose for God's pleasure, to please God, or God's glory. So whatever you do for God's glory. Faith is a necessary term to please God or to live for his pleasure. He who comes to God, the worshippers or believers, must believe that he is, which meaning he is a present. So must believe the presence of God. not alone, and but also or blessed that he is a rewarder of those who seek, diligently seek him. So the reward meaning believe that God answers those who diligently seek him. Diligently seek him, which meaning diligently search scriptures. So Jesus said is search scriptures. Then is you know about me, Jesus. So diligently seek him, which means search scriptures. How can I know what God is? So only through scriptures, the Bible. That means seek him, seek God's promise, seek God's will, or God's word. So that is our response. What is that? Live by faith. So our life, I should live by faith. James chapter 2, verse 19-20. Here just said, James chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. So James says, even demons believe that God is one God's present, one present God. Believe that. That's just not enough. But devils doesn't live by faith. But do you want to know, a foolish man, that faith without works is dead? So basically, faith without works. So your life should prove up your faith. So if not prove up your faith by your life, that's death. So James chapter 2, verse 19, verse 20. So therefore, we should believe God's presence, plus we should diligently seek God. Diligent to seek the scriptures. That is, we should respond to this verse as we should live by faith. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being divinely or godly warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear. So not yet see universal flood judgment on the earth. So with godly fear, prepared an ark, a huge boat, for the saving of his household. So 8 family members with the couples of all the other animals. So that is Genesis chapter 6, they're talking about here. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air. For I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God, and Noah begot 3 sons, Shem, Ham, Japheth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. So Noah made a huge ship. So that is basically Noah obeyed God's commandment. although he did not see universal full judgment yet. So Noah case, a type of 144,000 Israelites through to great tribulation, through to great tribulation. So here, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith, or which comes by faith. So God accounted Noah's faith for righteousness too, right here. Verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. First of all, Abraham is coming from Eve's seed. Abraham's seed through faith, Messiah is coming. Even if Abraham wavered his faith, God accounted his faith for righteousness. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, woman is Eve, and between your seed, here singular form seed, and Satan, your seed, Eve's, and her seed, he shall bruise your head. So here God, you know, told to Satan, I will put enmity or enemy between you and the woman, the evil, and between your seed, the Satan's seed is devil, and her seed is a Messiah. He shall bruise your head. So Messiah shall bruise the Satan's head, and you shall bruise his feet. So the Satan shall bruise Messiah's heel. So that's what Jesus was crucified with the feet. Genesis chapter 15, verse 4 to 6, Abraham believed his descendants, who should be his servants. But God said, verse 4 to 6, behold, look, the word of the Lord came to him, Abraham, saying, this one shall not be your heir. So your servant shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body. Here, one singular form, not plural, shall be your heir. Then he brought to him, God brought him outside and said, look now toward the heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said, God said to Abraham, so shall your descendants be. And Abraham believed in the Lord, and God accounted it, Abraham's belief, to him for righteousness. So God accounted Abraham's belief for righteousness right here. So then is Abraham, Old Testament believer, were looking forward to Messiah. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 and 6. But he was Messiah, or Christ, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, upon Messiah, and by his stripes we are healed. And we like a sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him, on Messiah, the iniquity of us all. So here Isaiah published about Jesus Christ as a ransom for us. So Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, to say Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, interpret, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to the seed plural, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. So Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, through King David, and Christ, in that order. So Genesis, so when he was called to go out to the place, that is Haran. Haran is today's Turkey area. Then is his home country. His father lived in Haran. So he would receive as an inheritance. That is Canaan. So moved from Haran, so Abraham's hometown, to a strange land or a foreign country, Canaan. There, from Haran, his hometown, to Canaan, so foreign country. So Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, go out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. At that time, Abraham didn't know where to go. Verse 5. Then Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, or nephew, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. So not knowing where he was going, so Abraham knew when he arrived there. Then verse 9, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, that indicates Canaan land, dwelling in tents or tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So Genesis chapter 13, verse 14, 15. And the Lord said to Abraham, after the Lord had separated from him, so Lord took Sodom and Gomorrah, then lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. That's a Canaan land. Genesis chapter 32, verse 9. Then Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and the God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you. That's a Canaan land. Then, verse 10, for he, Abraham, waited for the city which he had a foundation, whose builder and maker is God. So Abraham waited for the city of God, or the kingdom of God. Verse 11. By faith, Sarah herself also received the strength to conceive a seed. 90 years old Sarah, her faith first wavered, left, but thought through her face she was pregnant of Isaac. That's Genesis chapter 18, verse 12 to 15. Isaac means laughter, joy, or joyfulness. So because of Isaac, Abraham, 100 years old, Isaac, Sarah, 90 years old, they had a joyful time. Because what kind of her faith? So here talking, she judged or she believed him, God faithful, who had promised. So she believed the faithful God. She counted on his promise to her to conceive a seed in even past the age of pregnancy. Likewise, our faith sometimes may waver, but God who has promised is faithful. And that's the thing you can count on. So God accounts our faith for righteousness, not based upon works. Therefore, from one man, Abram, 100 years old, and him as good as dead, not to fertilize, or to Sarah, not to conceive, were born as many as the stars of the sky in the multitude, innumerable as the sand, which is by the seashore. So through Christ, many believers now, 2 billion Christians over 7 billion world population. So Galatians chapter 3, verse 28-29. Where is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So let's see each question. Question 1 in verse 4. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteousness, God testifying over his gift, over his offering, and through it, through faith, he being dead, although the Abel was killed by Cain, but still speak his righteousness. Why did God accept Abel's offering, not Cain's offering? Because of faith. Abel made a lamb sacrifice offering based upon faith, while Cain made a meal offering not based upon faith. What did God account for the righteousness of Abel? God accounted Abel's faith for righteousness. Question 2 in verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Who are like Enoch in the Bible? So Elijah and the New Testament, the raptured church, raptured believers in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. And what was Enoch's testimony to please God? So the Bible in Jude said, Enoch's prophecy about God's judgment coming soon, which is the universal flaw. And how should we do to please God? So without faith, we cannot, you know, please God. So we should count on the faith over God's promise. In verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What does it mean? So, in order to please God, we need faith. Without faith, impossibility to please God. Because he who comes to God, or worshippers, believers, must believe that he is God's presence. So we should believe God's presence. And that the blood, he is a rewarder of those. God answers those who diligently seek God. So what God is, we can find it through scriptures. So we should diligently seek the scriptures. How should we respond to this verse? This verse, we should live by faith. Righteousness is revealed from faith to faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Let's just sing song all together. The page 40, number 5.